Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. What a wonderful
I
anointing
don't
there.
know if you guys can feel that anointing after that song, Dance With Me. Lover of my soul, and let all the glory come down and the fire of the Holy Spirit consume me. It's just amazing. I just think we need to lift our hands and receive that fire of the Holy Spirit, consuming everything in us that is not of God, and bringing back the fire of the passion of the first love that we had when we first received Jesus, to ignite it even greater than it's ever been. We receive from you, Holy Spirit, tonight, all that you have for us. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you, we worship you, we glorify you. Thank you, Lord God, for burning out of us anything that is not of you, burning out sickness, burning out tumors and cysts and abnormal growths, and burning out cancer, burning out diabetes, burning out neuropathy and cardiovascular challenges, blood pressure challenges, burning out every disease, every infirmity, every injury, every trauma, physical and emotional and mental, burning out everything that is not wanted of you, burning out all pathogens, burning out fear, impatience, burning out any kind of pride, arrogance, haughtiness, mind control, controlling spirits that are bound up in the name of Jesus. But any of the characteristics and residuals of any of those things that would easily beset us that are not of the fruit of the Spirit, burning out the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life, burning out carnality, emotionalism, anger, burning out doubt and unbelief, just being deceived, burning out anxiety, pressure, feeling overwhelmed, burning out insomnia, grief, loss, depression, discouragement, despair. And burning into us that passion for God, for Him and Him alone. And nothing else matters. You are our all. You are everything that we need. You are our healing. You are our patience. You are our perfect love that casts out all fear. You are our humility and our strength and our self-control and our love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, and goodness, and faith. You are everything we need. You are our goal. You are our desire. Burning out all ungodly desires and goals and replacing it with that which is better for us. You're our provider, our protector. You are our peace that passes all understanding. We thank you, Lord, that there is none other than you. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We worship you. Your mercy endures forever. Your mercy endures forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and worship you. Hallelujah. 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 Let's just worship Him. We worship you, Lord, and we praise you, Jesus. We worship you and 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 praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you.
Wow, it's wonderful. One of these three is going to have an all praise and worship night. But tonight we're going to start our fast, 21 days. And again, you fast what the Holy Spirit tells you to fast. It might be some food. I don't expect anybody going on a water fast anymore. Some people are fasting.
But they might be led to.
If they're led to, I was going to get there. But if you're led to, you do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. Maybe it's fasting TV. Maybe it's doing something else. Maybe it's fasting, sleeping in, and, you know, instead of getting up and seeking the kingdom first, whatever it is, you know. But you do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do, okay? Praise the Lord. So this is about the rewards of fasting. Why we do fasting is because, you know, God understands that when we do things the right way, he blesses us. So let's look at this here. What is a godly fast? You go to Isaiah 58, 6. Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loosen the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? So here's the bottom line. Almost all of us are challenged with very heavy burdens and a yoke that's been put upon us. It's done because the wickedness and oppression is coming against us. Now, in this fast, as we seek God first, he's going to help us break every yoke and be free from all these challenges, okay? Now, there's many different types of fasts. There's a crisis fast, which is 3 days, as you saw in Esther, we'll talk about that. Revelation is 3 weeks. Victory and prayer is 1 day. Lifting of judgments, 1 day. Healing is 3 days. Dominion and powers is 40 days, and that's a supernatural fast, you know. And then Jesus fast. So, and that is a lot of different kinds. But right now we're doing a 21-day fast, and that's just where we're led to go right now, okay? That's the revelation, the three-week fast. So we're looking for revelation right now, okay? So what are the rewards of a godly fast? Okay, Isaiah 48, 8 and 9. Then your light shall break forth like morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. Anybody out there physically challenged? Your righteousness shall go before you. Now, the keyword here is a righteousness fast. You got to be righteous in your fast. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call. Lord will answer. You shall cry. He will say, here I am. We all want God to hear our cry and respond, here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, pointing the finger and speaking wickedness, okay? Too many people cancel their own prayers. If you're speaking wickedness, pointing for other people, that's not what this is about. It's about us getting closer to God, taking away the physical things away from us so we can spend more time getting closer with God, okay? Now, Ezra 8:23. So we fasted and entreated our God for this, and he answered our prayer. We all have our prayers. We need to be answered. We've been doing our parts. We've been doing some prayers. We've been consistent. We've been doing praise and worship. But this is where some of the breakthrough comes. By doing a fast, a righteous fast, God answers prayers. Okay? Now, you know the story of Queen Esther? She called for a three-day fast as an emergency to save her people. Okay. Mordecai was her uncle. Haman was the bad person. Forget the tribe he was from, but he wanted to kill all the Jews. And he had set up a plan by tricking the king of Persia where the Jews would be annihilated. So Esther risked her life instead of being killed. God gave her favor with the king, who offered her half the kingdom. That's in Esther 5:3. Now, the wicked Haman was arrested and hung. Esther 7, 8 to 10. The king wrote a decree so the Jews could defend themselves, Esther 8, 8, and the Jews still celebrate the Feast of Purim, Esther 8, 17. Now, he answered our prayer. Now, Queen Esther called for a three-day fast as a mercy to save her people. She had to risk her life going before the king, but because she fasted and prayed and did what she would do. Now, again, all the Jews fasted and all of her servants fasted at the same time. It was a corporate fast, kind of like we're doing today. She had favor with the king. He offered half his kingdom. Now, Haman was actually hung on his own gallows. He planned those for somebody else, so he actually ended up hanging on his own gallows. Okay. Now, Daniel fasted for 3 weeks, and the angel, Prince Michael, appeared to him. And the angel told the prince of Persia, told him that the prince of Persia resisted him for 21 days. Then Michael came to help so he could go tell Daniel God's warning of his people. There are spiritual battles. You've often heard the phrase, don't wrestle against flesh and blood because the powers and principalities of the air. There are definitely spiritual battles up there. As we fast and pray, we help the angels break through to do things. The minute we pray, God hears it. The minute we pray, he sends the angel to do it. But there's a battle. And our fasting and praying and continuing to pray, stand in faith, is how we help our angels win that battle and get to us. Okay? Number five, Jesus fasted on water only for 40 days, then the devil tempted him. After he resisted these temptations, the devil departed from him. Angel of God brought him bread and ministered to him. Now, Jesus did a 40-day water fast, and he was in the wilderness seeking the Lord the whole time. If you remember, Jesus never had a challenge going away and spending time with God. There could have been multitudes of people there. He knew when it was his time to go spend with God, that was the most important thing he needed to do. On this fast, the most important thing you need to do is to seek God. Go before him. Pray. Be quiet before him. Do praise and worship like we did today. Wonderful songs that bring an anointing. As you do that, you'll feel your self-saturated. Your spirit will grow. You'll discern more properly. Okay? Now, when we're fasting, Matthew 6, 16, 18. We fast in secret so God can reward you openly. Okay? Don't go brag, I'm fasting. Look at me. No, we don't do that. Okay. Number 16, more, when you fast, do not look by the hypocrites with a sad countenance, but they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you do not appear to men to be fasting. But your Father, who is in the secret place, your Father who sees the secret will reward you openly. So as we fast, as we do this time, we're believing for God to hear and answer our prayers. And when our prayers are answered, that'll be an open reward that we'll be able to see. Maybe it's a healing. Maybe it's a financial breakthrough. Maybe it's reconciliation. Whatever it is, as we fast and pray on this, we stand in faith believing that God is hearing our prayers. We stand in faith believing that the angels have been departed to us, and our fasting and praying is helping those angels win that battle to get through to us, to have victory in every area of our life. Amen.
So whatever fast that you choose, a water fast, or a Daniel vegetarian fast, or fasting desserts, or your favorite things, fasting TV. It's not a diet. It's to spend more time with God. It's fast and pray. And during the time of us putting down our flesh, then we should increase in our spiritual endeavor of spending more time like Mary did at the feet of Jesus. And Some people don't fast food because it depends on their schedule. They would rather fast, you know, their favorite hobby or go to be like Jesus when he went to be with the Heavenly Father. He went by himself. Maybe you're going to fast some normal socialization once in a while, you know, so that you could every day have an alone time with God, not just being with people all day long, but maybe you could set an hour or two where it's just you're going to be with the Lord and seek him in a greater manner, or up the amount of time that you spend with God. Whatever it is, increase it if you can. And if you can't, maybe you can increase the frequency of how many times you check in with the Holy Spirit and spend time with God. So there's ways you can do it without feeling obligated or burdened, because a lot of people have very full schedules. So maybe you might say, well, lunchtime, instead of me eating with my coworkers, I'll eat in my car and I'll just spend more time with the Lord. I'll have maybe a quick lunch and I'll have some of that lunchtime with the Lord instead. So there's ways you could work in your time management without feeling overwhelmed. But another way I want you to really look at this is, can we fast the flesh? Can we work very hard, harder than normal, to not be offended, to not get angry, to not get upset, and work harder to ask the Holy Spirit to help us walk in the fruit of the Spirit? God, let me walk in more love. Let me zip my lip and not say something to someone, even though I can. If it's not going to be gracious, or it's something that maybe you want to say, but maybe holding your peace might be better. You know, having patience and praying for the person instead of, you know, always confronting somebody. And we can intercede for them. So what can we do to walk more in the fruit of the Spirit? And WWJD, what would Jesus do? So on this fast, let's try to do more of what Jesus would do. On this fast, let's try to give up the flesh, put the flesh down. We crucify the flesh and we let the resurrection dunamis power of God come forth with more of his character. And whatever areas we're weak in, let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us grow strong in those areas. Can we believe that for each other? Because I sure would like people to pray for me so that I could get stronger where I'm weak. Because where we're weak, we need God to help us. Instead of people criticizing or saying something, of course, you know, we all have our weak areas. But in this fast, let's have each other's back. Let's support each other. And let's believe God that we could turn things around and be more positive in how we look at it. Let's spin it. So instead of saying what the criticism should be or what the correction should be, can we look at a verse and the promises of God and let's speak that over the person instead? Let's turn it around. And as we do that, we're going to be prophesying over that person what God would want them to be like, not what we see them being like. Does that make sense? And so say if I'm going to speak about myself and I'm like upset with myself that I got, you know, angry at something, and I'm like, okay, I don't want to be angry anymore. So I should start doing more affirmations of thank you, Lord, that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Thank you, Lord, that I am slow to anger, quick to listen, and slow to speak. Thank you, Lord God, that you help me where I'm weak. You make me strong. And if I see, you know, like, if, you know, my husband, like, did something instead of saying, honey, you know, should you be doing this, you know, anymore? I could say, oh, honey, in the name of Jesus, you are doing what the scripture says and quote the scripture. You know, let's call it into being. Call those things that are not as though they already were, and it'll come to pass. So I think it'll be a really good exercise for those of you that want to join us to endeavor to walk more in the fruit more than ever, because in the fruit of the Spirit, there's healing. In the fruit of the Spirit, there's power. In the fruit of the Spirit, we stay in the kingdom of God. The fruit of the Spirit is a key to making it through the end times. If we can really get a hold of this to a higher level where it becomes so normal, we'll make it through the end times without having the struggle, but being that overcomer and not being in fear, but walking fearless and being full of faith and full of God's love, which means that we'll have no fear, right? Because people of perfect love are fearless. And if there's no fear, there's no open door to the enemy. And if there's only love, there's not going to be unforgiveness or offense. So all the doors to the enemy are closed. So I think this is going to be a great fast where we can support each other for 21 days. And if you want to take dominion and continue for 40 days, like most of the staff do, then that's something that you could pray about. So, you know, I wouldn't recommend doing a 40-day water fast if you haven't successfully done a 3-day, successfully done 21 days, and then go to your 40-day. And that needs to be in a certain manner to start fast in and fast out. But people that want to learn will be glad to teach you. But I really feel that the fruit of the Spirit, this is going to be the priority of our fast, regardless if you, what kind of fast you do physically, eating or drinking or just water only. We're inviting you to join us to focus on the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so Peter and Annie are going to do communion. And I'll unmute you guys.
And, okay.
You want to do the unaware sins and do the 20, you guys could do the 20 affirmations afterwards also, please.
Sure. So let's everyone go ahead and do a USP.
Yes.
Annie, I'm going to ask you to lead it because some people may not have memorized it. And when newcomers come, we get in the habit of being able to lead that so that they could join us. So it's a good practice for you. How's that?
Okay. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness. According to 1 John 1 9.
According to 1 John 1 9.
And Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, it says in your word that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took every ounce of pain at that whipping post. Your body was broken all over so that we don't have to be broken. You took every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, and you took it at the whipping post, and then it was nailed to the cross, and then it was buried in the grave, and you rose again, and we rose with you into a new life and as a new creation. So therefore, sickness and pain remain buried. And it's dead to us. Pain is dead to us. Sickness is dead to us. So we declare as we take this bread, as we take your body that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. And we say, Satan, you stop your attacks against our bodies in Jesus' name. We're not putting up with it because we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen.
We agree and we receive in Jesus' name.
Then in the same manner, after the supper, Jesus also took the cup and said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me, of him, Jesus. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you for giving us communion, the bread and the blood, your body and your life. And we receive the cup now. We drink the blood of Jesus with deep gratitude. Amen.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name.
Okay, time for.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you enable us to live in your life. Amen.
I agree in Jesus' Amen. Name. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We've been
healed by the stripes of Jesus. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We've been healed by the stripes of
Jesus. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Been healed
by the stripes of Jesus.
We've been healed by the
stripes of Jesus.
One more. We've been healed by the stripes
of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Peter and Annie. That was a beautiful communion.
Okay, so thank you all for coming tonight. We'll see. I need two people for next week. Who would like to volunteer for next week for communion? Don't be shy. Okay.
I'll volunteer, Maria.
Okay, oh, Maria. Great, Maria. Who would like to help Maria?
How about
volunteer?
That's everything. Sharon Crane, would you volunteer to help Maria? You mean with some grandkids or something? Okay.
Oh, you know what? Let me see if
I'm sorry. Yes, I will.
Okay, great. So Maria, you want to do the body and Sharon the blood?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, great. Wonderful. All right. Praise the Lord. Are you guys still feeling that anointing?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very powerful anointing happening right now. Let me tell you, those of you that still need healing manifested in your body, soak that anointing up. And the anointing stays on these videos. So if you go back on demand and listen to them or show them to family members, that will also be resaturating yourself and as well as blessing your loved ones, okay? So anybody have any manifestation of healing yet? Anybody? Check something, you know, if you couldn't do something like your knee, your back, whatever. Okay, well, I expect some praise reports because the anointing is very strong. Hallelujah.
All right, we'll end in prayer then.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for all you've done for us, continue to do for us. We bless those people on this fast right now, whether here live or coming on board later with the group. And we bless them right now to be able to do a fast the way you want them to do, to hear your voice, stay on through the entire 21 days, and get their manifestation of all their prayers answered in Jesus' name. Amen.
I agree in Jesus' name. Annie just texted that she got a manifestation of a healing she was believing for. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, so it's Annie and Peter staying on for prayer tonight. Anybody needs prayer?
Yeah, anybody needs prayer tonight? Okay.
It's Annie and Sharon.
It's Annie and Sharon.
Thank you for praying.
Annie and Sharon.
Thanks, Susan. Annie and Susan are staying on. Okay.
Annie and Sharon are staying on.